As you can imagine, our area is well below normal for precipitation for the month of November. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. And yes, we are way behind for moisture this winter. During the month of November, much of northwest Kansas was between 1 and 3% of normal, basically because we've had no moisture this month. While that has allowed us to finish corn harvest, it also was not so great on the growth of our wheat crop. Have you been out in any of your wheat fields? I stopped and looked at several over the past couple of days. Well, when the wind wasn't blowing over the past couple of days. And in many cases, I'm finding pretty decent wheat stands, although the wheat is still fairly small and has somewhat poorly developed secondary root systems. So let me tell you what I mean when we're talking about secondary root systems. There are two types of roots on the young wheat plants. The seminal roots are the roots that are the first ones developed. They are developed from the area around where the seed germinates. As this plant continues to develop, it begins to grow roots from the crown area of the plant, and those are known as the secondary root system. All of the roots take up moisture and nutrients, but that secondary root system is generally more expansive and takes over the support of the plant as it develops. It's also the root system that anchors that plant into the soil. Now, with the dry conditions, that secondary root system is not as quite as developed as we'd ideally like to have, although it is working. As you're out looking at the wheat roots, you're probably finding what I call fuzzy roots. Now, fuzzy roots is really a technical term, let me tell you, and is the result of roots developing in dry soil. This is because that root is looking for moisture, and it continues to produce root hairs to try to intercept that moisture in the soil. When it's not finding that moisture, it continues to produce root hairs, and you get fuzzy roots. Now, we're not too far behind for the whole year in general for moisture. In the Northwest Cropping District, which includes Cheyenne and Sherman, Rollins and Thomas, Decatur and Sheridan, and Norton and Graham counties, in this district, we're at 97% of normal for precipitation of 20.35 inches for the whole year. With this good precipitation, there's moisture in much of the area when you get down below the soil, below where those wheat roots are. So for right now, there's not much that we can do for our wheat crop, but if you're out looking, I wanted you to know what you would be finding in the field. A little bit of moisture would do us some good. I've seen fuzzy roots many times, and a little bit of moisture can alleviate this and really help support that whole wheat plant. If you have any questions, please let me know. You can get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, and St. Francis. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. Now, if you're following me on social media right now, you know that I have an Extension Agronomy intern up through Christmas. His name is Roy, and he was sent to us from the North Pole. This little elf has been helping out, getting ready for meetings, and finishing up from the field work. You can check out my Facebook page to see some of Roy's adventures. Finally, don't forget to sign up for the K-State Crop Pest Management School on December 19th in Goodland. The early bird registration ends this Wednesday, December 13th. You can register online at the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy page at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. The cost for early bird registration is only $35, but if you wait until after Wednesday, the cost goes up to $40.